Welcome to day 8. We're really, really excited about today, because today is the day you get to find out about everything that you need to know in order for these things to be able to be done by you on your own. Now, if you can remember all the way back, besides all the stuff that we had you write down in terms of having a goal, the beliefs that get in your way, how do you know why you believe those things? Beliefs about women, your affirmations, what do you want in place of them, and your notes on fear and desire thus far. Well, we're going to explain to you all these different exercises that you had done. And if you recall, on day 1 you had yourself ask the time of random strangers, women. And the reason why you did that is because it's the most innocuous thing in the world. That one's very simple, very straightforward. You did that one without a watch, so it could very well be true that you were genuinely interested in knowing what time it was, and it was just there to get you ready and capable and willing to approach total strangers. That was day 1. Day 2 was the day that you started asking people what time it was with a watch on your hand, or your cell phone on and in front of you. And the reason why that exercise existed is because at a certain point, most of us tend to feel, oh, what I'm doing is totally a scam. I really don't care about the time. What if that person finds out? Well, the thing is, that exercise was designed with the intention of, if she finds out, who gives a fuck? I don't really care if she finds out. You really shouldn't give a damn if she finds out. She finds out, she finds out. It's just an example. It's just a way to get yourself more and more conditioned so that you can realize that people don't actually care what's going on inside your head. People don't care what's going on inside your head, and therefore it becomes your realm and your domain to change in any way, shape, or form. Day three is one of my favorite days, because then when you start asking women right in front of their boyfriends what time it is, you'll also realize that their boyfriends can't read your mind either. I'll bet you, and if this is not true, I'll refund your money, that none of them actually said, get away from my wife. Get away from my girlfriend, punk, or I'll beat the shit out of you. And none of you probably got beaten up for asking what time it was. It's another step in realizing that stuff that's going on inside your head really doesn't matter to anybody outside. So we kept on going with things like that. And then the next thing that you did was asking people for directions. And that was just to get you to the point where the conversation is not just 12:30. It's a little bit longer. It goes more and more and more, further and further to the steps. Because the thing is, after these next few steps, what you're going to notice is that the steps demand more of you. And 21 isn't really all that many steps to ask for. If we had more time, and if we wanted to waste more time, we could make it 42 steps. But the truth of the matter is that if you need to, you can add more steps just as long as you don't stop any step of the way.
By the way, just to qualify what Lucas says is absolutely correct. There are some exceptions to the rule that what's inside your mind does not affect anybody else and no one else cares. But unless you've been trained or has some knowledge of psychic projection, that's irrelevant. It will not affect you whatsoever.
Actually, I do have to change that a little bit, because days 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, those days tend to show that your internal thoughts do have external repercussions. But for the most part, people are not keen enough, unless you're deliberately trying to project serious, serious intention, unless it's deliberate, unless it's expanded, like the fear and the desire were, unless it's really that pronounced, it's not going to really have an effect. So stop worrying about it unless you're actually doing it on purpose. If you're trying to gain rapport with someone just in order to ask them the time, in order to steal them from their boyfriends, well, then you weren't actually doing the right exercise. But if you're just asking the time, that's fine. If you're doing an exercise to project fear and make people afraid of you or be afraid of them, well, that's a different story. So the next exercise was day 5. And day 5 was the pay a compliment exercise, where you go around and you just say something nice. That exercise is simply to show you and show the world that you're a nice guy, and to show that, you know, people actually respond favorably to being approached, or not being approached, but be told something good. It's to get you to the point where you realize that you do have an impact on the world, and people like that impact. It's not something that's actually going to be something to be afraid of. Now, the next few exercises we'll explain in a little while, but today's exercise, day 8, is, out of the 4 states, it's the state of excitement. And Abbas, want to get to that?
For this exercise, I'll let you select. You can pay a compliment, ask about the post office, ask the time, ask anything else. Here's the key. You will, very important, you will go with the intention of finding out what reaction you get. Now, I want you, it's key for you to feel very excited to find out what reaction you get. Do not expect a positive reaction. Do not expect a negative reaction. Just feel really excited about finding out what kind of a reaction you get. And I want you to project that excitement onto the other person. And mind you, you're learning here the beginnings of psychic projection. You will notice if you have a dog or a cat, practice the same thing with them. They don't understand the words, and it doesn't matter. They'll understand the feelings behind them. Very important. Project excitement and feel excitement in yourself about the outcome of this exercise. Once you're done, after no more than 2 full hours, you will take no more than 30 minutes to go all the way back to your affirmations, and you will affirm that you feel great excitement whenever you approach a woman. Once again, you will affirm for no more than 30 minutes that you feel great excitement every time you approach a woman. After the 30 minutes, just write on your journal or workbook about the experience and then let it go. No more for the day.